So we're going to pick up now with the remainder of Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're picking up Amar Mar, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up on the bottom. 118b, 13 lines up on the bottom. Amar Mar, Lochin Mehen Dalet Veheton, Dalet Vehegizin. So remember again, the Braisa said before that one is permitted to go ahead and buy from the shepherd 4 or 5 sheep, or 4 or 5 fleeces. Together, hashti yeshlomar arba zabinon chamisha miboy. So, if the Braita tells you that I could buy 4, does it have to say that I could buy 5? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, meaning the assumption would be that certainly if you could buy 4, you could buy 5, because remember, the larger the volume of the sale, the greater the probability that the object is not stolen, because a person would be hesitant to sell something in large volume for fear of being detected. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista arba mitoch chamisha. So Rav Chista interprets this to mean that if he's selling 4 out of the 5 items he has, that is a good indication that it was not stolen by the individual who was selling it, because he would be afraid to commit such a large act of theft. Arba me'eder katan, chamish me'eder gadol. So if others say of different version of chastan that 4 is from a small flock, 5 is from a larger flock. So ha gufakasha, to which the Gemara says, but 1 second, you have inherent contradiction. Amrit arba avichamish son, arba avichamish gizin. So you just said before in the first part of the braisa, so that one is permitted to go ahead and buy 5 sheep or 4 sheep or 5 fleeces. Arba v'chamishin, aval shalosh shlop. So we can infer from this that you could buy 4 or 5, but you couldn't buy 3. Emo seifa, yet look at the end of the braisa, aval lo shteitzon, that you can't buy 2. So that would seem to indicate to us that's what? That 3 is permitted. So again, from the reisha, it sounds like you can't buy 3. That 3 would be the number in which one would have to be concerned that perhaps the item is stolen. But yet from the end of the braisa, it sounds like it's only 2 that would be problematic. 3 already would be enough of an assurance that the seller has not stolen this item. Lokasha ha bibraisa, to which the Gemara answers, it depends what type of sheep are being sold. One case is talking about when it's healthy sheep, and one case is talking about when it's sick sheep. So the Gemara essentially says is the second part of the Braisa, which says that you could go ahead and buy 3. So that's talking about with healthy sheep, where ultimately the owner would go ahead and be much more conscious of which sheep he has in his flock. And the first part of the braisa is talking about, again, 6 sheep. So we'll say in 6 sheep, it would only be a larger number that he would really go ahead and notice if they were missing. Says the Gemara the following. So remember, again, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda said you're permitted to buy domesticated sheep, right, from the shepherd, but not, means non-domesticated animals. Iboilu, to which the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, areisha kari l'chumra, o dilma aseifa kari l'kulam. So the shaila is, what is Rabbi Yehuda's statement going on? Is Rabbi Yehuda's statement going on the braisa, and therefore, on the first part of the braisa, and therefore he's being machmir, or is he going on the second part of the braisa, and is he being makel? To which the Gemara says, areisha kari l'chumra. It has to be that he's talking about the first part of the braisa, and he's being machmir. The Amar Lochin Mehen Arba V'chamisha Tzon, because remember again, so it said in the beginning of the Braisa that one is permitted to buy from the shepherd 4 or 5 sheep. Hani Mili Baisos. So Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says that's true when they're domestic. Aval Midbarios Afilo Arba V'chamisha Lo. But when it comes to Midbarios, animals that are not domesticated, you couldn't even buy 4 or 5. Now, the logic behind that would be, since they're Midbarios, so the owner is not as in touch with them or not as aware of them, and therefore even a larger number like 4 or 5 might be small enough to escape the owner's notice, and therefore again, lemaisa, you have to be concerned that maybe it's stolen. O dilma aseifa kai ulakulo, or maybe again that statement is referring to the end of the braisa, where it says the amar aval lo shteitzon velo shteigizin, that when the braisa said that, however, the shepherd can't, so you can't purchase from the shepherd 2 sheep or 2 fleeces. Hani mini mibarios. That's only true ultimately again when they're non-domesticated. Ava baisos shnaim nami lochin. But if they're domestic, then you could even go ahead and purchase 2. So the Gemara finally answers, Tashma, the sign of Yud Omer. Lokhin Baisos Mehen, Vein Lokhin Mehen Midbarios. Rabbi Huda says that you can't go ahead, you are permitted to go ahead and buy the domestic sheep from the shepherd, but you can't buy from them non-domesticated sheep. But in all circumstances, one is permitted to buy 4 or 5 sheep. It says the Gemara Kof Yotes Amud Aleph, Mi Da'amar B'chom Makom. Since again, Rabbi Huda says that you can buy 4 or 5 sheep in all different places, Shmamino HaSeifa Koi. So see from here that he's referring to the Seifa, Ulakula Shmamino. And see ultimately again that he's really mentioning this ultimately again, Lakula, as a leniency. In other words, that Rashi brings down that Rabbi Huda's Shita is only applicable to non domesticated animals, but when it comes to domestic sheep, so one would even be permitted to go ahead and buy 2 sheep. The logic being that since they're domestic, the owner is much more on top of things, and the owner therefore will recognize if something is missing. Well, so let's go a little bit weiter. So the Mishnah said that one is not permitted to go ahead and buy fruit from people who guard the orchard. So Rav Zovin Shibashta Me'arisa, Rav went ahead and bought, Rashi says Shibishta Chavilez Muros. Rav went ahead and bought vines from the person who guarded the vineyard. Abai said to him, but Rebbe, how can you do this? After all, the Mishnah says that you cannot purchase vines from the person who is guarding the vineyard out of concern that that person may have stolen it. So this is only true. I'm sorry, I left out an important piece. Rav bought these vines from a sharecropper, Arise. So Abai asks him, how could you have done this? After all, the Mishnah says that you can't go ahead and buy vines from someone who was guarding the vineyard out of a concern that it would be stolen. To which Rav answers, that's only true. That's only true with someone who had no ownership interest in the land. But ultimately, the sharecropper who does have an ownership interest in some of the crops, I could assume that when I buy the vines, I am buying his vines. Tan Rabbanon, Shomei Peros Lokhin Mehen Keshen Yoshvin Umochrin Vasalon Lifnehem. So this is actually an interesting case. So those who go ahead and they sell fruit, so you could purchase on Lokhin Mehen Keshen Yoshvin Umochrin when they're sitting and selling, Vasalon Lifnehem, the basket with their wares are in front of them, Vitortani Lifnehem, the scales are in front of them. So the idea is someone selling publicly, in a very public way, that's a good indication that the property is not stolen. But ultimately, again, if they tell you, you know what, I'm going to sell this to you, but if you could keep this quiet, that's unfortunately a red flag that the property may be stolen. Furthermore, again, you could purchase from them when they are selling at the entranceway to the garden, but you may not purchase from them if they are selling from the back of the garden. Again, the back of the garden kind of being a red flag that perhaps the person is engaged in the sale of some type of stolen or illicit property. I will say we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up on Kuf Yotes 119, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines down from the bottom tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.